Hi, everyone. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. And in today's program, we're going to continue talking about Into the Pride. This is a series of programs broadcast on the Discovery Channel. It's hosted by Dave Salmoni, and he's a very special individual because he's in the African bush, and he's trying to figure out a way to gain the respect of a pride of lions. He's actually trying to be one of those lions to live amongst them in order to better understand them so that humans and lions someday will be able to live in harmony with each other.
Well, his initial plan was to spend about 6 months out there alone in the African bush. Well, when we last finished our first lesson on this, we found out that he was sort of struggling to get close to this group of lions. It had been 5 weeks, and he still hadn't been able to even get close to them. That's when he decided to focus his efforts on Brutus, the alpha male. So one day he was out there and saw Brutus all by himself guarding a fresh kill, and that's when Salmoni approached that carcass, the dead animal that Brutus had just killed, and carved off a piece of it for himself. I think that's when things started to change because Brutus could tell, hey, this guy's not afraid of me, and had to give him some respect. And it seemed to be a real step on the road to gaining acceptance from this group of lions.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's continue our lesson today. We'll talk about some more of his adventures in Africa. So let's get to it. Let's read today's lesson, and then we'll come back to discuss it. By the time Salmoni has been living among the pride for 4 months, he is seeing some significant progress in his intervention project. Like Brutus, the other lions feel more comfortable in his presence to varying degrees. The one exception is the lead female Cleo, who continues to act aggressively towards Salmoni, growling and charging whenever she sees him. Salmoni realizes that unless he takes some drastic action, Cleo's aggressive behavior will be imprinted on the pride's 4 cubs. So, in order to make a connection with the young ones, he takes a chance with some improvised toys. In this way, he hopes to make the cubs less suspicious of humans and thus boost hope for the survival of the next generation. Salmoni also makes use of a remote-controlled car that provided an interesting insight into the lion's psychology. While they are curious about it, they don't respond to it aggressively, unlike the other new things that Salmoni has shown them. Salmoni deduces that this is because it is the only object that isn't physically connected to him. Therefore, it seems that the lions are wary not of new things, but of people things. While Into the Pride documents one lion-hearted man's enlightening personal journey, the real stars of the show are the lions themselves. Tune in to this fascinating series to see these majestic beasts as you've never seen them before. And find out if Salmoni can fully succeed in his mission to help the pride secure its future by learning to accept its human neighbors.
Well, we're going to start out this lesson after some time has gone by. Salmoni's already been in the African bush now for about 4 months. And now he's seen significant progress in his intervention project. That's what he's calling this. Now, significant just means having a really important effect or influence on something that's going to happen in the future. So this is really a nice time for him. He's thinking, hey, maybe I'll be able to accomplish my mission or my aim after all. He calls it an intervention project. Intervention just means when someone gets involved in something, you might have an intervention for a friend. For example, if someone drinks or takes a lot of drugs, oftentimes his family and friends will have an intervention for that person. They'll invite him to a meeting and say, hey, we love you and you have to stop doing this. Well, I guess his intervention project is to get involved with these lions and somehow reform their behavior so that they aren't exterminated, that they're able to continue to live because he's trained them in some way to get along with humans.
Intervention is the noun form of the verb to intervene, which means to come between two or more things. So again, if people are having problems, you might want somebody to intervene, to come in and negotiate for those people. And again, this is an intervention project. He's coming between people and lions to sort of bridge the gap between them to help them out and to help them solve their problems. Well, like Brutus, the other lions feel more comfortable in his presence to varying degrees. If you're in someone's presence, that means you're there with them. They are there with you face to face, okay? So, for example, if you're taking a class, you will be in the presence of your teacher, and the teacher will be in the presence of his or her students. You're there, and these lions feel comfortable in his presence, or they feel comfortable with him around to varying degrees. So that means some lions really like him, they like to hang out with him, while other ones are maybe a little indifferent. And then at the other extreme, there are lions who just hate him. They wish he would just go back where he came from.
Yeah, and one of those lions that really doesn't like Salmoni is the lead female. She's the female with the most power. Her name's Cleo, and she continues to act aggressively towards him. She'll growl at him and charge at him whenever she sees him. When you growl, you make a very low noise in your throat. And when a dog or a cat or a lion is angry or frightened or they're trying to threaten you, they'll often make this growling sound. That's when you need to get away. Well, she doesn't really like him, and whenever she sees him, she'll charge at him. So she hasn't been convinced that he's a good guy and that he's there to help them.
Well, Salmoni realizes that he needs to take some drastic action. Drastic means extreme here. You've got to do something quick, and you have to do a lot of it in a short amount of time. And he knows that unless he takes drastic action, Cleo's aggressive behavior will start to influence those four cubs. Okay, so we're saying here her aggressive behavior will be imprinted on the pride's four cubs. Okay, to imprint means to make something printed on something, to influence something, to make them so they don't forget. So he's afraid that Cleo is just being too aggressive and the cubs are going to be observing her and watching her and they'll learn her behaviors and they'll end up just like her. So he needs to take some drastic action.
Yeah, we often use drastic to talk about drastic measures. Perhaps the government has to make some drastic cuts in their spending. Or maybe you've heard of people wanting to make some drastic changes to protect our planet from all the pollution that's been going on. Well, he feels like he has to take some drastic action or Cleo's aggressive behavior will be passed on to those four cubs. They're going to follow what their mom does. So in order to make a connection with the young ones, that's what a cub is, a baby lion, he takes a chance with some improvised toys. When you make a connection with someone, you establish some sort of relationship with them. Connection is the way that two facts or ideas or people are related to each other, how one is affected or caused by the other. Well, he wants to develop a relationship with the young ones. Now, when you improvise, it means you make something up as you go along. Oftentimes with music, especially jazz music, they will improvise the music. They won't be reading notes off a sheet of paper. They'll be coming up with their own melodies and chords sometimes as a group. Well, he's going to improvise some toys. Toys is in quotation marks because they're not typical toys, but he's considering them as toys because he's hoping it'll kind of get those young cubs' attention. They'll want to go over and try to play with them a bit.
Something that they can play with. Maybe he took some grass and rolled it up into a ball and started to kick it around and stuff. So that's kind of like a toy for lions. Or maybe taking big pieces of grass and waving them in the air or something like that, and the cubs thought, hey, that looks like fun. Let's try that. So in this way, by using these improvised toys, he hopes to make the cubs less suspicious of humans. Suspicious means you doubt someone's intentions. You don't really know what they're up to. You don't trust them. You might be suspicious of somebody if they're walking around your house at night. Why is that person there? I'm very suspicious. He's a suspicious person, too. Maybe I should call the police. And he does not want the cubs to be suspicious of him and of humans. He wants the cubs and the lions to maybe think of humans as their friends.
Well, he hopes that they will become less suspicious of humans in general, and that will help increase or boost hope for the survival of the next generation of lions. When you talk about survival, you're talking about something continuing to live or exist. In fact, today we've got a lot of illegal hunting going on in the wild, and some of this illegal hunting is threatening the survival of some species, and that's what he hopes to stop. He wants to make sure that lions continue to live forever.
Right. He wants to boost their survival. That's the act of surviving. And to survive, that's the verb. We all want to survive, to live as long as we can. He's hoping that the next generation will continue to live and these lions will not disappear from the face of the earth. They will not be exterminated. They will not go extinct. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of the first part of our lesson. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we will be back.
Hello everyone, it's me Kevin again.
我们昨天提到了动物星球的主持人，他身历其境地跑到非洲丛林里，试图要跟一群狮子生活在一起。最后他有没有成功呢？我们赶快来看看。第一段大意是说，到了 Salmoni 跟这群狮子生活四个月的时候，他渐渐看到了进展。像狮子王 Brutus 和其他狮子在 Salmoni 在场的时候，他们不同程度上都感到自在。其中一个例外的就是具有领导地位的母狮子 Cleo, who continues to act aggressively towards Salmoni. 她一直对 Salmoni 具有攻击性, growling and charging whenever she sees him. 每当她看到 Salmoni 的时候呢，就会发出低沉的怒吼，并且攻击。在这段里头，我们看到了几个重点。首先，我们说某人在场的时候呢，我们就可以用 in somebody's presence,或者是把它代换成为 in the presence of somebody。 另外我们说 degree 这个字呢，可以表示程度的意思，而它的用法好比在这边我们看到的，在不同的程度上，我们就可以用 to varying degrees 来表示。另外我们也曾经学过，那在某种程度上的话呢，我们用的是 to a certain degree 或者是 to some degree。 我们来简单造个句子，在某种程度上他还爱着他，这句话我们就可以翻成He still loves her to a certain degree, 或者是 He still loves her to some degree. 第二段大意是说呢，除非 Salmoni 采取强烈的行动，不然母狮子 Cleo 它具攻击性的行为会烙印在四只小狮子。所以 in order to make a connection with the young ones, 为了和小狮子能够建立关系，他用临时做的玩具遥控车去了解小狮子的心理。虽然小狮子对遥控车很好奇，但他们不会对它做出具有攻击性的反应。于是乎 Salmoni 推论，这是因为这项物品外观上是跟它没有关联的，所以狮子它会提防的不是新的事物，而是人。在这段里头，我们看到了 take action 这个片语是表示采取行动的意思。另外我们说类似的用法还有像采取措施，就是 take measures, 采取步骤叫 take steps, 它们的后头都是用不定词 to be。 要特别小心的是 take action, 我们说采取行动，这时候这个行动是不可数名词，千万不能够加 s。 另外在这一段里头我们也看到了 take a chance, 表示冒险，表示碰碰运气的意思。当它表示碰碰运气，我们就可以把它代换成为 give it a shot, 或是 give it a try,去试试看这样的片语来表示。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back with more English Digest.
Welcome back, everybody. Today we're continuing to talk about Into the Pride. This is a 5-part documentary series on the Discovery Channel. hosted by Dave Salmoni. Remember, he's trying to earn the trust of a pride of lions, and he decided to go right to the top there. He befriended Brutus, the alpha male. Brutus put up with him, but Cleo, the top female, doesn't trust him, so Salmoni's got some problems on his hands. He does not want the cubs to be influenced by this overly aggressive female. Well, let's move on now and continue talking about his efforts to win their trust by using these toys.
That's right. Remember, he was going to come up with some improvised toys. Well, he also decides to make use of a remote-controlled car. So he's got a car that he can control while he's far away from it. So that's how he's going to get their attention. And it provided an interesting insight into the lion psychology. It helped him better understand how the lions were thinking because he watched how they responded to that remote-controlled car. We'll have some toys that are remote-controlled. My brothers had remote-controlled cars when I was growing up. It was kind of fun. They would stand away with this little machine in their hand, and they could make the car go fast and go backwards and turn around. They were a lot of fun. You also will see remote-controlled airplanes, too. They're even more fun, but they crash pretty easily as well.
Well, they are pretty popular here in Taiwan. I've noticed lots of people playing with those remote-controlled airplanes. But here, again, Salmoni tries to win the trust of those lion cubs by playing with a remote-controlled car, and they thought it was kind of cool. They were curious about it, but they did not respond to it aggressively. To respond means how you react to something or how you answer. For example, if somebody sends you a letter, you need to respond if they're asking you to write back. And the noun form, of course, is response. I'm waiting for your response. Will you please respond as soon as possible? Well, they did not respond or react to it aggressively, unlike the other new things that Salmoni has shown them. So I guess they behave differently with remote-controlled cars than they do with these improvised toys.
And from this, Salmoni deduces that this is because it's the only object or improvised toy of some nature, that isn't physically connected to him. So they're not as afraid of that remote-controlled car. They don't see it belonging to him at all or having any connection with him physically. When you deduce something, you come to a conclusion based on some information that you have. And just by watching their response, this is his conclusion. Now, if something's physically connected, it just means it's related to your body. You could also use the adverb mentally connected, emotionally connected. We'll often use physically to talk about someone being physically fit. They're in shape. They go and exercise all the time. Or you might ask a friend who tells you they have a crush on a guy or a girl, oh, are you physically attracted to them? Are they really good looking? Well, he just felt like maybe they were responding in the way they were because they didn't see that the car had anything to do with him.
Exactly. They weren't physically connected, so therefore it seems that the lions are not wary of new things, but they're wary of people things. To be wary of something means that you are aware of it or you're afraid of it and you don't really want to have anything to do with it. Okay, so they're not wary of these new things. They don't mind new things. They're willing to check them out, but what they object to, what they don't like, are those people things. Keep those people things out of here. You've got those cars. They make noise. They cause pollution. They run into people. They kill people. They take up space in parking lots. We don't want to have anything to do with those cars. Just give us those toys that we can relate to, okay? Things that lions like.
You know, we use that expression to be wary of something when we're teaching kids to be careful of strangers. Have you ever had the chat with kids? You know, you need to not talk to strangers. Don't accept candy from strangers. It'll keep them safe. So a lot of people teach their children to be wary of strangers. It's not quite the same as being frightened of something. It just means you're very careful because something might be dangerous to you or harmful. Well, they weren't wary of new things, but they were wary or a little bit suspicious of people things. There was something about things being connected to people that made them feel like there might be danger out there or some sort of harm ahead of them.
Okay, let's move on now to the final paragraph. It says, while Into the Pride documents one lion-hearted man's enlightening personal journey, the real stars of the show are the lions themselves. Now, while here just means even though it is true that this show talks about Dave Salmoni's brave efforts, but the real star of the show is the lions themselves, or are the lions themselves. And again, this program documents his personal journey. To document here, hey, that's the verb form here. To document means to record and preserve things that happen. If you write a diary every day, you're documenting your daily life. You're talking about what is happening in your life and you're preserving it for the future. You're making sure it continues to exist. So this program documents his enlightening personal journey. If something is enlightening, that means it really gives you some new information, some new knowledge that you didn't have before. The noun form of this is enlightenment, which is something that monks or Buddhist monks might be trying to achieve. To achieve enlightenment so that they can reach nirvana.
So you might want to tune into this fascinating series, the Animal Planets, or five-part series, that focuses on Dave Salmoni's cool adventure or mission. When you tune into something, it just means you're either going to watch or listen to a radio broadcast or a TV show. People get their information by tuning in to watch the news at night, you know, and we also have an expression to be tuned into something. If you're tuned in, you realize what's happening around you or what other people are thinking. You're not out of it. That's the opposite. Oh, she's out of it. She doesn't ever know what's going on. But if you're tuned in, you understand what's happening around you. You have all the latest information around you. Well, you want to tune in and watch this fascinating series to see these majestic beasts. They're pretty amazing to watch, especially if you've never really seen a lion before, how they behave out in the wild.
I did want to mention this term tune in again here. Again, that's a two-word verb phrase to select a frequency on the radio or TV in order to listen to a program. But if you just use the word tune, you can use that to talk about making your musical instrument sound right. To tune your piano or to tune your guitar, don't say tune in your guitar. That would be wrong. So again, you want to tune into this program and find out if Salmoni can fully succeed in his mission to help the Pride secure its future by learning to accept its human neighbors. So tune in and find out if he succeeds. Is he going to be successful in his mission to help that Pride of Lions? They want to secure their future. To secure means to make sure something is going to happen, to make sure it's safe. You can secure something for a storm, like secure something down so it doesn't blow away. Security also refers to a sense of being safe and sound, that nothing can happen to you. But here he wants to secure the future of the Pride, and hopefully they can learn to live together peacefully.
Mm-hmm. You can also secure by getting something or achieving something, especially after a lot of effort. Your company might secure a large contract from another company. Well, he's concerned about his lion friends, and he wants to be able to help them learn to accept their human neighbors. Okay, everybody, it's time for our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
另外在这段的中间我们看到了 insight 这个字，它是一个名词，表示洞察，表示深入了解的意思。我们要特别注意到这个字呢，必须要跟 into 这个介系词来连用。好比我们来造个句子，这个故事提供了对人性的深刻了解，我们就可以把它翻译成为 This story provides an insight into human nature。在最后一段里头说到了，虽然这个节目记录了一位英勇的男士，他的一趟发人深省的旅程，但是这个节目它真正的明星还是狮子本身。锁定好这个节目来看这些威猛的野兽，因为你以前从来都没有看过。然后看是否这些狮子能借着学习接受住在身边的人类，让 Salmoni 在这项帮助这群狮子确保他们未来的任务中能够完全成功。在这个段落里头，我们看到了 document 这个字。这个字呢，本来当名词是表示文件的意思。而这边当动词的用法就有表示记录，用文件来证明这两个意思。另外我们看到了 compliment 这个字是表示赞美，这个字也非常的特别，它虽然是 ment 结尾，但是呢它竟然也可以用来当做动词， 而它当动词使用的话呢，后面的 ment 它的发音就变成了 ment， 所以当动词的话呢，这个字就要念成 compliment。 它的用法，我们说赞美某人某一件事情，就是 compliment somebody on something。 另外还有一个字跟它讲得很像的，就是补充这个字compliment， C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T， 中间那个音节它是 P-L-E， 是跟刚刚的 P-L-I 赞美是不一样的。而这个字同样的，它虽然是 M-E-N-T 结尾，它也可以用来当作动词表示补充，念作 compliment。 另外我们看到 succeed 这个字呢，它是成功的意思。当我们表示成功在哪一方面成功的话呢，必须要用 in 这个介系词，因为我们知道 succeed 这个字另外还有继承的意思，当它表示继承的话，它是一个不及物动词的用法，必须用 succeed to something 表示继承某一件东西。好比我们来造个句子，他成功的通过了大学入学考试，这句话我们就可以翻译成为 He succeeded in passing the college entrance exam。 另外表示继承的话呢，我们也造个句子，当国王过世的时候，他年纪最长的儿子将会继承王位，这句话就可以翻译成为 When the king dies, his eldest son will succeed to the throne。 而他们的名词我们讲成功 success， 它其实也可以用来表示成功者，而如果是继承者的话呢，它就是 successor， 它的拼法是 S-U-C-C-E-S-S-O-R successor。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. I hope you enjoyed our program, and I hope you enjoy the Discovery Channel even more when you tune into the Pride, this five-part series hosted by Dave Salmani. For English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.